4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
PM. Wow, 818. That is, of course, a palindrome, but not a Roland drum machine. Set your Enigma rotors appropriately. The actual time is 1930 UTC. And what does that mean, my friends? That means that you, yes, you, are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, the Dubious Goals Committee, that wonderful show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, hosted by me. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to pour tea into teacups. Oh, and speaking of teacups, I saw some teacups yesterday that I wanted to buy. I had to run out and do a bunch of errands yesterday, including go to this one craft store, which I won't mention since they're not sponsoring me in any way. But they didn't have anything that I needed, and since I was right across the street from the Asian market, you know, the Asian market, the one called Asian Market, I decided to run in there real quick, and I saw some stuff. I saw some teacups. But they didn't have any tea. Well, they had plenty of tea, but none that I was interested in. And there was some other stuff. And so I got some Baozi. I got some more of those yummy Bao. But we'll talk about that here some more in a minute. I think what we need to do now is go to the numbers lady. Substitute numbers lady. What are the numbers?
4,100,7,7,1. 1,7,0,8,4.
Huh. Yeah, that doesn't quite work, does it? It really doesn't. With numbers lady still having COVID-19 or whatever her problem is, we can't get any random numbers. It's just the same numbers everywhere. All I want are some damn numbers. But since I can't get in any numbers, I'm going to drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Woo. That's good. We're drinking the Dahong Pao again today. Ooh, it's good. It's the tea of the gods, isn't it? Well, I don't know about that, but it most certainly is the tea of the chairman. The chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee.
Banana-na-na.
Or Beninana.
Beninana.
That is correct. However, neither of those things are what I bought at the Asian market. What else did I get at the Asian market? I can't think. Oh, I looked at those neat teacups. I saw some cool teacups, and they were neat, and they had a little bit of enamel on them, and they said cha. They said tea on them. They had the big, you know, kanji for tea. And what else? Oh, I bought my candy. I bought another bag of my candy, my guava candy, my sour guava candy, because I was down to 4 pieces. And I thought, oh, better buy some candy. It seems like there was one other thing I bought. I bought the Baozi, I bought the candy, and it seems like there was something else. But I also bought more Joss paper, because I saw some cool Joss paper, and I thought, this needs to be Tobes, and maybe I can put this on another guitar, and here it is. I got a big packet of Joss paper, which I'm pulling out of its little plastic envelope, and now the cat has come to investigate. Hi, Peppa! So the first thing that's in this Joss paper is this cool label. This is like the label from the printer. And this is their brand of, Jaws paper. And, you know, it's in Chinese and it's in Vietnamese. And it says K&K Joss paper. That's the only thing I can read. And that's next to a UPC code. And it says Kung Ong Dao Ve Toa. This is Kui Lan Huang Joss paper, apparently. And there's a cool picture of Guanyin. Don't stand on the Joss paper, baby. Pippa's standing on the Joss. Pippa has lost interest and is walking away. She says, it's not ham. I have no interest. So this cool label needs to be flattened out. And this is definitely getting used with this image of Guanyin. She's wearing some white robes. She's got her little vase in her hand and she's pouring some water. And there's little kids hanging around with her. And she's got something else in her hand. What is that flower? Plus there's the bird. Blah, blah, blah. The next piece of Joss paper is another one of those big shirts. Oh, it's wrinkled. It's messed up on the side. That's okay. I can flatten all this out. And this is a good one. It's black. It's got the guy on it. It's got all three guys. No, these are the same guy. We need to have the three wise guys. What are the, I can't remember these guys' name. I'm not in Taoism mode right now, but that's okay. This is the main piece. This is the main piece of paper that's going to go on that box. I've decided that the next box, the next guitar I build is going to be another semi-hollow body. I'm going to build it real nice, going to make it really decorated and make it cute. And we're gonna laminate some of these papers on it. Oh, here's a nice pink piece of paper with gold on it. Oh, it's cut out gold paper. Wow. That's awesome. The other ones that I have that are like this are just like red paper with gold ink that's printed on here. Well, here's some paper for folding up into ingots. Very cool. Wow, here's some other little red paper label that is very awesome, which is definitely getting used. This is too cool. This is way too cool. And, oh, I got two, or I got three of them. One with little kids on it. One with, are these Pegasuses? Pegasi? Unknown. But these are awesome. Those are getting used. Okay, now here we have some of those weird, sort of like heaven banknotes that are the old-fashioned kind that are printed. And we've got a flying horse and a crane here. Another one with a flying horse and a crane. Wow, here's some beautiful stuff. Oh, yeah. Got a whole bunch of these sheets that are printed, but they have gold in the middle, too. Too awesome. Ooh, and I like this. Whatever this is, it is awesome. And we've got pictures of gods here. This is a four-piece thing. There's four gods. Who do we have here? Well, we have what would appear to be Guanyin. And we have, well, this is Hote over here. And who's this? Is this Daikoku? No, the equivalent of Daikoku? No, he doesn't have a hammer. I don't know. But this is also awesome. Oh, then we got some sweet, chunky gold burning paper right here. Nice. Saving that. Oh, and here's a standard print of our guys, our three guys. And these are their names that are printed right here. But being as I can't read Chinese, it's not getting translated to you. And we've got another, here's another picture of Guanyin at the top of this. Oh, here's some of this other paper that looks like the coin cutout thing. Oh, this is a big one that gets unfolded and everything. And we got other gods up here and doing cool stuff. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what's this shiny piece on the back? Oh, yeah. Here's this guy again. A different variation of this guy. And he is surrounded by clouds. And this is where it gets weird. Here's a god. He's surrounded by clouds and animals that are, you know, flying through the sky. Including horses. Yeah, they don't have wings. They're just flying. And there's cranes, And there's some dragons, and these are dragons that have dragon heads and fish bodies. And then there's some airplanes. Yeah, this is very clearly a 727. Okay, you know, one of those traditional planes. All right, so I got to sort this paper out. Super excited. Gonna make all kinds of cool art and make a new guitar out of all this. It's going to be great. I'm already feeling better. I woke up a little bit weird today. I slept well. I slept really good. I was really happy about how well I slept. But that good sleeping kind of, you know, you stay down long enough. I started getting stiff and I started getting all sore and weird. And I got this thing in my ribs and I got up and maybe I got up too fast. Or maybe the first thing I need to do after I get up is do some exercises. But none of that happened either. Let's go to Pineapplebee's.
You in the corner, happy birthday!
Oh, thanks. How'd you know it was my birthday?
Happy birthday, Overdale!
All right, thanks, Quapio.
Welcome to Pineapplebee's.
Can I dance?
Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance.
Nice.
Sit down and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's Pineapplebee's. Put up an entree of pineapple with a side of danger, and you get two sides, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey masks there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
That's right. All the women and monkey men are here to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey. Whose birthday is it? Whose birthday is it today? Well, it might be Dubious Goals Committee birthday. This show, the show you are listening to right now, is the 1800th show. That's right. What a nice round number. 1,800. You are listening to the 1,800th episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Woo! Let's celebrate. With some, you know, entrees of pineapple. With a side of danger. And you get two sides, so get your beans and danger. Yes. All the women in Monkey Man are here to celebrate our birthday. Every night, special way. Hey, hey, hey. But what if I don't like beans with my danger? What if I want to get a different side? Are there any other sides?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got your ancient Chinese secret right here, pal. Actually, what I have right here is one of my boxes, one of my cigar boxes. And now I'm starting to wonder. I've opened the box. This is one of the good boxes. It's thick. The walls are thick. They're a quarter inch thick. And, Now, let's take this piece of paper. Does this fit over the lid? Oh, yeah, easily. Easily. But which way do I want to do it? I don't want to block this awesome guy, and because I want to be able to see all the cool stuff, and if the bridge goes here, then his face is there. Maybe I should put it diagonal? Yeah, we can put it diagonal on there. That'd look really cool and get a lot of it on there. Now, how do I adhere it? Don't want to use white glue. Do I have some spray mount? Maybe that would be better, but that gets weird, but yeah, I don't know. The other thing that needs to happen is inside this box, there's a step, and that step is blocking the space where the jack needs to go. So maybe I'll cut the lid off, cover it, and we'll turn the box upside down so this step is actually helping to support the neck when we stick the neck in here. And then we can put the jack right over here on this side. You get your beans and danger. Yes, all the women in Monkey Man are here to celebrate my birthday in that special way. Hi, hi, hi. Now, if I'm going to cover this box, we need to go like that and like that. And there's a little piece over here that's uncovered, but we can cover that up with some other piece of paper. Do I want to do the sides of the box too? I guess I could, but I kind of don't want to. The funny thing is, I was in the craft store yesterday, and I found like the decoupage fluid that I need, but it was like $9 for this huge bottle that I didn't really need. And damn it, I just should have bought it. I said, I don't want to spend that much money today. That's what I've been complaining about. And speaking of complaining about stuff, I don't want to do this show. I got work to do. I got cool guitars to make and stuff, but no, God, I still got 15 minutes of show to do, and I can't think of jack. So, what does it all mean? Boy, are you gonna get it now.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry!
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hurry! Hey, that shines.
Hurry!
What have you two been up to?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
The only ancient Chinese secret here is that I'd be willing to slap Kirk Cameron for a dollar. Got a dollar? Whap. So now we gotta go to music, and we need some tea drinking music, because I gotta pour some tea, and I gotta play with this Joss paper. See if I can get it to wrap around this just right here. Cigar box lid. How am I going to do this? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. All right, so what do we need for tea drinking music? What instrument do we need today? I don't want guzheng. I think what I want to go with today is the kuching. So where did I put all that good stuff? Is it here? Are the knobs turned up? Are the buttons pushed? I think I hear something. Where'd I put that tea? There it is. Nope. Sorry, that went into technical failure mode, and I had to save it. We started to clip, things started to get weird, so we're bailing out of that. Because we need to learn how to record music, but not everybody can be us, now can they? No, they cannot. And I wish I could tell you the name of that group that was performing. They're so great. I love them so much, but being as I can't read any Chinese whatsoever, we're going to be left in the dark on that one. But that's that cool group that has the biwa, the two drummers, the guzheng, the kuching, and all that. I love those guys. I wish they would come to my town so I could go hear a concert from them. But that's not going to happen. So let's get into some straight-up guzheng here. God, are you kidding me? Thanks, digital media, for just crapping out in the middle of one of my favorite songs ever. I was trying to maintain some zen or something there. I was trying to stay peaceful. I was trying to stay calm. I was trying to be cool. I was trying to have a lovely day, but that the universe conspires against me, fine. You know what I think we need? I think we need some Led Zeppelin. Get my brain back on track here.
Rambler! ago, in days of old, when magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum, at the evil wall, crept up and slipped away.
Okay, looks like we made it to the fade out. The natural fade out of this song. Oh, but it's still going? Exactly how long do they keep this fade out going? It's still going. You better be wearing headphones if you expect to hear it. Oh my god, it's still going. Who mastered this? Or who engineered this record? Was it Glyn Johns? Yeah, okay, I think it's over. Oh, wow. It's a miracle. Look at the time, kids. And I was thinking, oh, no, I'm going to have to think of one more song to play. Oh, I know a song that we can play. B-A-N-A-N-A, cha-cha, B-A. Yeah, Momoland, you know it. You know you want it, but, oh, that's too bad. We ran out of time. There's going to be no banana cha-cha today. Oh, don't you feel terrible. Yeah, I bet you do. You've been listening to the Anti-Banana Cha-Cha show. Also called the Dubious Goals Committee. It airs every day at 1930 UTC. And my name is Tobe. I gotta go. I gotta start gluing pieces of paper to a cigar box. And then I gotta make that cigar box into a guitar, so I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.